attention to April. I was talking to April.
Yeah, you were paying attention to April. You weren't paying attention to me.
We talked to her all day.
You could have.
No, I couldn't have. I was busy, and she was busy.
Thank you.
It's busy.
I'm glad you like my hat. It's festive for the holiday season.
It's a little small.
It's an elf hat that I stole from an elf.
It's too small.
I was here last year. I hit him over
There's
the head.
There's no elves.
I hit him over the head with my shotgun and took his hat.
That's not very nice.
He wasn't a nice elf.
What was he doing here?
I don't know.
Santa chuck him overboard.
He was green.
Santa said, forget you.
He was green. He had
wasn't
a little
the
dog.
Grinch?
He had a little dog with
sure,
a,
that wasn't the Grinch.
He had a
that
little was, dog with the horn with a stick on his head.
The Grinch.
Ah. Yeah. So I stole the hat from the Grinch. He's got a very small head. Very tiny.
And a small heart.
It grew three sizes that day. Okay.
So what do you got for me?
Well, we need to talk about... We need to start the show, I guess, first of all, and then we'll get into the rest of it.
Alrighty then.
There we go. It's being difficult.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels, brand new favorite podcast in around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Oh, hey.
Can't see what? What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'll tell you in a minute. We're going to talk about the lost shows, the lost episodes today on the Two Blind Squirrels show.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning.
Jen says, whatever.
Whatever?
Yeah.
I listened to your show today, Jen.
Yes, we are podcasting live.
You were decorating cookies. It inspired me. I made sugar cookies this afternoon
right in the
and
middle
decorated
of
them.
Say hello to everybody.
They can't see me.
Yeah, well, hold on. Okay. There you are.
You can't see me. Hello. Hi. There How are y'all?
Good. Good. I would leave the camera on her, but I'm prettier. So they want to see me, right? She doesn't want the camera on her.
When they stop laughing.
She doesn't want the camera on her. We are streaming this podcast live through Ustream.tv, so you can always check that out. Also, everybody on Ustream is asking about the on-air sign behind me and telling me to turn it on. If I turn it on, you can't see it. It becomes a giant glowing orb in the background.
You can't see the on-air anymore.
So, thus... It's off. Now.
That was another genius idea that Brad had.
Let me tell you about how smart Brad is. We got a while. Okay, everybody sit down, get a drink, grab some chips. It's time to talk about how smart Brad is. Because Brad got this fancy new computer that My Life Ministries bought, which is fantastic and wonderful and everything. And it comes with this great program called GarageBand. And it works well. In fact, it works awesomely well. And in my defense, okay, there was no warning. There was no error message that came through. But I went to hit save.
Are you sure that it's not really on your computer somewhere and you just don't know?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive?
I'm absolutely
positive. You are absolutely positive.
Because mm-hmm. I researched it.
Everywhere.
Yep. Now, if I hadn't cleared out my trash, it might have still, the actual tracks might have been in my trash.
Why did you never clear anything out. Why would you do that?
I do. I always clean my trash clean.
Huh. You never take the trash out of here. I'm
offended.
You can't be offended.
I've been taking the trash out very, very stringently lately. I have not walked by that trash can and it been full and not taking it out.
Really?
Really. Okay. You haven't even noticed, so I'm stopping doing it. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, you haven't even noticed.
I would notice. I noticed like a couple times that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that it was in his wedding vows?
20 times in the last 2 weeks, at least.
Seriously?
Yes.
No yes. way.
Every time I walk by, that stupid trash can is full.
Oh, it's because it's not very big.
Get a bigger one. Last a week.
No, that would not be good. That would stink.
So anyway, this program... If I had a track and you save the track, and if it's over 30 characters, the name of the track is over 30 characters long, it saves it. It tells it. It tells you it's saving.
Okay.
It goes through its compiling process and does everything the way it's supposed to do it, and then, you know, and it just completes.
And then it says,
it doesn't say anything. It just completes. There's no error message or anything like that. But it's actually not saved. It's a bug, and I found it on the Apple website. It's a bug with GarageBand.
Really? There's something wrong with Apple?
No, GarageBand. Oh. So, but anyway.
Careful what you say.
They're going to be fixed. It's going to be fixed. Well, we have a full house tonight. We have a Ustream bot. Hello, Ustream bot. We have
the Jaded.
Don't worry about it. We have the Jaded Vasilian. We have Jen. We have Hendrix all the way from England.
Hey.
Yes, Liverpool, I believe.
Good day, mate.
That's not England.
That's I was to Australia. I was to Luke.
So good day, mate, to England.
I can't help it. That's just what always comes to me.
Oh my.
Oh, you know what? You want to start with me?
Says hi to Faith in Australian as well.
Or whatever they speak there.
And don't forget, last but not least, Stavine is in the house.
Stavine
now,
in the house.
Forgive me if I ignore you. I have lots to cover. So
me?
No, them.
Oh.
The Are we on the same team?
No.
Copacetic?
Okay.
All right. It's us against them, you know.
It is?
Yes. Me and you against them.
Okay.
They're going to win.
Right.
So I saved these files down, or thought I did, and I lost two shows. And
they were good shows, too.
They were excellent shows. They were the best shows we've ever done. They were so funny. You would have pee-peed in your pants.
You think?
Yeah.
Really?
And one of the shows we called Stavine, who's actually in-house right now. And in the other show, we called Chris Martins.
That's just sad.
So to make up for that, we're going to call Chris Martins. Again, do you need a card? Do you have you need to get a funny card out of there?
Me?
I'm getting Yeah. You. Over there.
Well, you got
who else is here?
There's all these people on there. And I don't
yeah,
know
they need to get a card. Get a card, everybody. They're like, what card? Dave says, the Ace of Spades. He's got a card ready already. Okay. Where are we at? Ah! Success. Oh, here we go. One. Doo-doo-doo. What is wrong with this thing? Hold on. You've talked on the phone so much, it's actually officially broken now. She can wear a phone out. I'm not kidding you. 260. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Did you find a good one?
This is good for Buford.
Yeah, look at the high tech. This is how a high tech record a call, by the way. Just like with
this is very high tech with
the
speaker
on the back. Oh.
I wonder who this could be.
This is the Two Blind Squirrels, and welcome to Would You Rather.
Let's see. I'd rather do something else.
Would you? Oh, that's just mean.
Oh.
He's being mean. Would you rather delete a show that you've already recorded that was really good, or just, you know, just drive a nail through your hand slowly. I don't know. Okay, so you have one, Faith?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
For plan B? Okay, here we go.
All right. Have you... What?
Have you?
Have I?
I don't think...
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm ready now.
Take three.
Take two. Two.
Take... Well, okay.
Okay. Would you rather have your every emotion obvious to those around you at all times because it is spelled out on your forehead like a neon sign, or never be able to display emotion again, although you can say whatever you want?
That's complicated.
Never be able to display emotion again.
Never display emotion
again?
Because he could say whatever he wants. right?
Yeah, but without emotion? Ooh, that's harsh. Okay, Chris.
You still have emotion, just that I couldn't display it.
Right.
Okay.
Are you sure they said you could?
I guess Italian now. I'm very, I got a very good poker face. But you can't really tell that over a podcast.
Besides, the neon sign on his head, I mean, it would blind like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it probably wouldn't be that bad because, I mean, how many people would be able to read it if it's on my head?
We'd all have neck aches.
All right. Well, thanks for playing along, Chris. And I'm very sorry we deleted you last time.
It was a really good show.
So we talked about that question on my latest episode, so you can go listen to it there.
Okay, cool. I will. Faith is listening to one show a day.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I have this new computer, I could take this computer places and I can listen to podcasts while I'm ironing and while I'm doing the dishes and while I'm decorating cookies. See, Jen did. You know, she did podcasts when she's decorating cookies.
Don't feel so bad because I was talking to Cliff, I found out, well, he doesn't listen to podcasts either.
Who doesn't?
My co-host.
Your co-host doesn't? Oh.
Well, Faith's breaking that. See, you need to tell Clifford that if Faith can do it, he can do it.
Yep.
I made a puzzle on my show, so don't worry. Just listen to mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye,
guys.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, everybody. That was Chris Martins of the JesusGeeks.com. That's not the original Jesus Geek. That is the copycats, but the JesusGeeks.com. Okay. So, by the way, everybody else also voted the same way. They all voted that they would never display emotion again.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I asked y'all. Did I ask them?
I don't
They're
think so.
They're giving me their answer. I don't think I asked them. But they really, really? Y'all think
Jen
that you would
whatever.
Never be able to? is that going to be your thing tonight?
That's your thing.
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's your thing?
That's your thing. All right, so moving along, we have to.
Well, seeing as that,
wait.
Those of my friends who know me well say that how I'm feeling comes across my face.
Yes.
That maybe I'd better go with that one too, because, yeah, it comes across well.
Do you think I display emotion well, or do you think I have a good poker face?
I don't know.
What am I feeling right now?
Oh, boy.
What?
Huh?
What?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'd say it depends.
You can read me very well.
Well, yes, but you used to be way more sensitive than you are now.
Well, that's true, because I'm way more insecure than I am now.
Well, but the closer your walk is with the Lord,
this is true.
The less sensitive you are about other things. So there you go. And you're not hinging whether your life, you know, whether I'm mad at you or not, you know, whether your day is good or bad. So.
This is true.
And it used to ruin your whole day.
It did. Now so. I don't care.
Good to know.
Just kidding. The other thing we talked about on one of the lost shows, we can't actually remember one of the shows. That's how good it was. The other show that we do remember, we talked about As Seen on TV.
Yes, that was funny.
And we won't try to recreate how funny that was, but we will tell you what we talked about. And that was the ShamWow commercial.
No, here it is.
Okay.
So every night,
yes.
that we turn the TV on when we go to bed, which yes. is not every night, but when we go to bed and we're putting on something boring so we can fall asleep.
Yes.
It's like at the same time every night, 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that, this infomercial comes on, ShamWow. And he's, you got to have this now. I can't do this all night. I can't do this all night. You got to do this now.
It's hilarious.
ShamWow. Do it.
ShamWow. You'll have you saying ShamWow every time.
Every time.
There it is.
ShamWow.
It'll have you saying ShamWow every time. I can't do this all night. Are you catching this camera guy? Every night.
That's hysterical. But the thing about
For the next 10 minutes.
the thing about it,
yes,
is that in my previous life,
yes,
that at the state fair, my yes. previous spouse bought those at the state fair, and I actually used a no, but they worked. And I would roll my, I would hand wash my sweaters and roll them in there to dry them, and they would like, they come out and they're practically dry. So I almost, I was at Walgreens, and they had them at Walgreens, and I almost got them to stick in your stocking. That would have been funny. Stick it out of your stocking. This giant tube of thing, ShamWow.
Was the official ShamWow?
It was the official as seen on TV, ShamWow. But the thing about as seen on TV stuff, Helen gets sucked in every time. She loves the as seen on TV commercials. She thinks they're, what, am I boring you?
No, I'm getting Staveen.
Get your phone out.
I'm getting Staveen's phone number so you can call him.
You get, you she, what is it, the that purse that had all those compartments in it?
Yes.
You know, with all the little pockets and everything, you know, that's the, what is yes. that thing called? That,
I don't know.
That pocket purse, whatever. Yeah. It's got like a bazillion pockets. And
it's
I,
like half a backpack.
Yeah, and it's supposed to like fit everything in it and not be heavy. But Helen wanted, she wanted that for me so bad, but I wouldn't have carried it. So, anyway. Oh, and she liked the Shark, the little vacuum cleaner thing.
Yes, but you didn't want that. You wanted the
The Dirt Devil broom vac.
Why?
Because, have you not, if you swept, you would know. When you sweep and you take the dustpan and then you sweep up the little bit, there's always a little line. There's a little line.
But they make lots of floor vacuum cleaners. Like little stick, like power sticks.
But this is part of the broom. You don't have to go get something else.
Okay.
You sweep and then, and then it's done. You don't have to go get your Swiffer. You don't, you're done. It's done.
I thought you were a big Swiffer girl.
I am.
Okay.
But this like saves me time. This is cool. Okay. Sucks up the dirt. There we go.
So
and on the commercial, the woman
sucks.
Like did giant leaps over her island and like will turn me into some kind of acrobat. I mean, yeah. Really.
Well, I'm not buying you something for Christmas that sucks.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
All my gifts are good.
Okay.
No sucky gifts.
Good.
So I can't get you that.
All right.
All right. You got another card ready?
No. Am I supposed to?
Yes. It's time.
I thought Staveen was there. How can he be on the phone if he's there?
He can be in two places at once because that is the awesomeness that is Staveen. If you stare at him too long.
Oh, I have a would you rather for Buford.
You would go blind.
Mr. Cool Tone here. You probably expect ringing, so here you go. Here's another.
That sounds like John.
Oh, it's actually him. I thought that was still part of the call tone thing.
The echo?
Yes, the echo.
Hello?
Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Staveen.
Oh, okay. Staveen.
Staveen.
Staveen. Hey, the... The trumpet's gone. The big giant trumpet. Nothing.
Oh,
last
yeah.
time we called him, it was a trumpet.
Was, yeah, that's right.
So I should like be taking that off.
No, that was good.
It was good.
Well, it was caught my phone, attention.
I'm glad the phone went to my ear when that thing went off.
But
yeah,
that was
a lot of trumpet.
The other room. Shall I go get it?
No.
Thank you. It's
thank
good.
You. Thank you. Okay, Faith's got. Okay.
Would you rather I played a trumpet or a tuba?
Tuba, because I know you're good at that. Okay, Faith, are you ready?
You play the tuba?
He plays the. You don't know anything, do you? That's like the one thing about Staveen. It's like everywhere.
The one thing.
I mean, it's his thing.
That's your thing that you play the tuba. That's cool.
My avatar, Faith.
It's his avatar.
Oh yeah, that's why that's your avatar.
That's
that makes
why
sense
it's his
now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
His name is Baldy. The name of the tuba is Baldy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so are
good
you ready?
To know.
Are you ready, Staveen?
I'm ready.
All right. Can you hear me?
Are you ready, Faith?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Can you hear me?
I can.
Would you rather wear a tiara all the time or always wear a big fluffy white rabbit's tail?
A tiara or a rabbit's tail, Staveen?
Tiara.
I'll take the tiara because it rhymes with my dog's name.
That's why you're going with that?
That's... Okay, then. We all...
For you too, Brad.
We all have our reasons, Staveen.
Oh, that'd be a good picture. Staveen in a tiara, Brad in a tutu.
Yeah.
And he's got one of the pipes so he can dance a nutcracker.
They still think they're going to get me in a tutu this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they know you at all?
No.
Actually.
Just remember the potato or the orange or whatever it was.
Potato.
Hey, I got news on the potato. All right. Thanks, Devine. Bye.
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 Hey, I got news on the potato.
What about the potato?
Well, you know.
I got a sack of potatoes in the cabinet.
Do you?
I do.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you brought that up. That's not what I'm talking about. Do you remember we talked about.
Probably not.
The Nutcracker on television. We did the show, The Nutcracker.
Yeah, I just listened a little bit of that today. Yeah.
And we talked about it on television and everything about how.
Warning. This podcast contains content not suitable for all ages.
Right.
Listener discretion is advised.
Right. Well, hold on a second.
Is this like a 2 or 3 fluffy bunny?
This is a 2 fluffy bunny.
2 fluffy bunny. Okay.
So, that, by the way, for those of you who don't
know, that's from Jen and Dave.
That is the new podcasting rating system that's been trademarked by Jen Avila at the JenandDaveShow.com. And she has come up with 1 fluffy bunny, 2 fluffy bunnies, 3 fluffy bunnies, 4
fluffy bunnies. But that's only for the Jada Vasilian.
Right. She's a fluffy bunny. She's a 4 fluffy bunny. The Jada Vasilian is a 4 fluffy bunny. She's a 2 fluffy bunny, and she said me and Faith are a 1 fluffy bunny. Basically, that means that we're... I don't know why 4 fluffy bunnies are worse than 1 fluffy bunny.
Why does it go that way instead of the other way?
You would think that 4
fluffy bunnies should be cuter and better than 1.
But hey, it's her system. It's not mine.
Whatever. Is that what she said?
No.
Oh, okay.
She said, we are a 2. Dave is a 4.
What is she? What are you? What are you, Jen?
She said she was a 2.
Oh, she's a 2.
Well, yeah, her show is a 2.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Our show is a 2. Okay. So, anyway, the reason why I bring all that up is because we got we got a comment on that from the Nutcracker show.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find it. It's from Lisa. I remember that.
Okay.
She lives in Texas. She's a Texan. Yeah. She's the one that didn't like Buford, but I won't hold that against her. And she says,
I don't
she
like
knows,
Buford very often either, but yeah. That's all right.
She knows a little bit of, she had a little bit of information on the whole potato thing in the pants of the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She says that they actually wear a dance cup.
I would think, yeah.
Because they have to protect their property.
Family jewels, yeah.
Yes. From damage from flying knees and things.
And wooden.
And they're only wearing pantyhose anyway, so.
Right, there's not much to protect. So that's why it looks like a potato.
She says male dancers have to protect themselves, so they wear a dance belt.
A cup.
Yeah, which is basically a jockstrap with a cup, and that men are, and the men are not made that way, she said.
Well, that's good to know.
I'm not made that way. All right, so moving right along.
Okay, so that's good.
Good to know. Good to know. All right, so we did all that. Somebody else joined us, and I don't have no idea who that is.
Us.
I don't know. Lacathotheum, pick one or something. I don't
what?
Lacathotheum?
What?
Lipanthropic one? Lipanthropic one? I don't know who that is. I don't care. Doesn't matter. So, okay. That's all we got.
That's it?
That's a show. Yeah.
That's the show?
That's the show of lost shows.
Oh, but we don't know what the other show was about.
We don't. Doesn't matter. If we can't remember, it probably wasn't that good.
Did we talk about a movie? Didn't we do a movie review?
No. Oh.
Did we review Bella or something like
was
that?
It Bella?
I think we reviewed
I
a
movie.
I think
we did review Bella.
Yeah,
but I'm not
we reviewed
was that
a
in
movie.
That show?
I'm pretty sure because it wasn't. On any of the, what other show do we have? Tomorrow's show.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, Christmas Eve show. That's the one we recorded live last week.
Yeah, but we have that one, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And we have some...
Interesting.
We have some comments from people.
Oh, we do?
Some call-ins, yes, to
okay.
go through.
Okay, well then we'll have to do that on...
Thursday or whenever.
Okay.
Wait, Thursday is Christmas. So we'll do our Christmas show. And then, which will just be...
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas. Goodbye. And then we'll have the Friday show, I guess. Normal Friday show.
Okay. Thanks. There's no Alvin?
Because I guess this is Christmas Eve, so I guess this show will be posted on Friday. So this is the Friday. I'm so confused. We do have a call from Alvin, yes.
We do?
But it probably won't. I don't know when. It's a little all mixed up.
It's a little all mixed up?
It's a little all mixed up. Now, I do have this computer set up to play the sounds and all of the background noise and the exit music and all that, which is now being run on this old nasty Acer over here.
Oh, you're messing up my speaker. Stop the madness.
So that's all set up to run on this computer, but I was doing the Ustream, and I didn't have your computer, which is over there. So I need to put this computer over there with the Ustream on it and put this computer over here because this computer's not working. So I have no exit music. But anyway, there you go.
There's no exit music. I thought you had it figured out last time.
Well, like I said, I have.
Okay.
And the old computer. Okay. It just decides when it wants to work and when
that,
it doesn't.
And this and that.
Right now,
and that,
it just really doesn't. So. Okay. Look at that. It changed
there
its mind.
There you go.
The last minute. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us on Ustream and my Christmas hat. For all of you who didn't join us on Ustream, you missed my Christmas hat. And
there you go.
Merry Christmas, everybody! And vayos
con Dios.
And Feliz Navidad.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.